Here's Manny Pacheco.
Welcome to our next installment of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through actors from Hollywood's golden age. Today, we're going to visit the essence of cool. Dino Paul Crescetti, better known as Dean Martin, was the complete package, a singer, actor, television star, and comedian. He was also comfortable on a concert stage, in nightclubs, and while recording. One of the most popular and enduring American entertainers of the mid-20th century, Martin was born in Steubenville, Ohio. In his youth, he delivered bootleg booze, secretly served as a speakeasy croupier, and boxed as a welterweight. His neighbor was Jimmy the Greek. Martin worked for various bands throughout the early 1940s, mostly because of his good looks and personality. But he famously flopped at the Rio Bamba, a high-class nightclub in Manhattan, when he appeared after Frank Sinatra in 1943. Despite his embarrassing performance, they became lifelong friends. He briefly served in the military, then re-embarked on his singing career. Martin attracted the attention of MGM and Columbia Pictures, but a Hollywood contract was not in the cards just yet. He met funny man Jerry Lewis at the Glass Hat Club in New York, where both men were performing. Martin and Lewis formed a fast friendship, which led to their participation in each other's acts and the fateful decision to become a musical comedy team. They made their television debut on the very first broadcast of Toast of the Town on CBS, later called The Ed Sullivan Show. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
From Hollywood. The toast of the Colgate Town. Starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And now, your announcer, yours truly, our tennis, grockin, rockin, droppin, people bleedin, and according to Dougal. And ladies and gentlemen, now it gives me great pleasure in presenting that beloved newspaper man, the famous columnist of the Hoboken News, your host for the toast of the Colgate Town, Ed Solomon.
Gee, Jane, isn't it swell? We're in the movies now. But there's one thing I don't understand.
What's that, honey?
Well, Paramount asked me to come over and make up. I don't know why. Not mad at anybody.
Yes, folks, you've probably guessed it. That's my friend Irma.
Hello, Joe. Al, got a problem. Want to tell the folks what a great show my friend Irma is and don't know where to begin. What say, Joe? Tell them how wonderful Diana Lynn is as Irma's roommate, Jane.
Jane, what is there to say after I say I'm sorry? You're always sorry. What do you say to that? I'm sorry.
Tell them about Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, the terrific new comedy team that'll lay him in the aisles. Yeah, Joe. Martin's the one who sings.
See it in your smile, I hear it in your sigh, that we've found a feeling higher than high, my own, my only, my all.
What does Lewis do? Can't describe him, Joe. Got to see him to believe him.
Watch this. A male seal. A female seal. Both together.
A baby seal.
What's that, Joe? Of course Marie Wilson plays Irma.
Gee, Al, I'm not getting any younger, and after all, when I get married and have children, I don't want them to be older than I am.
What say, Joe? Don't tell them anymore. Tell them to go and see the picture. Thank you, noble friend.
Manny Pacheco here, and today we're sharing the life and times of Dean Martin on Forgotten Hollywood. Martin and Lewis were signed by Paramount producer Hal B. Wallace as comic relief in the 1949 movie My Friend Irma. They were also hired to host their weekly radio program. It was their own weekly radio program, as a matter of fact. For the next decade, they were the top comedy team in cinema. The pair was laugh-out-loud funny, and Dino could croon a little. A couple of fine on-screen moments for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
You and me, we're gonna be partners. You and me, we're gonna be pals. You and me, we'll do and dare alike. We'll share what there's to share alike. That goes for money, whiskey, and gal. You and me will be the greatest partners, buddies and pals.
You and me, we're gonna be partners.
You and me, we're gonna be pals.
You and me, when other friendships fail, we'll still be on that long, long trail that leads up to those pearly corrals up in the sky. You and me will be the greatest partners, buddies and pals. You and me will be the greatest partners, buddies and pals.
Hope the bank believes in falling stars.
We don't need the bank with a moon like that.
No.
Now look.
We don't need to swing in a hammock. We don't need the nightingale's tune. All we need to get going is me and you and the moon. We don't need a heavenly setting. We don't need a sleepy lagoon. All we need to get going is me and you and the moon. Just the three of us. What a situation. Just the three of us plus a natural inclination. Oh, we don't need a flowery season. Love is love, December or June. We can make our own weather. Just put us together, me and you, the moon. We don't need a comfortable parlor. We don't need a phonograph tune. All we need to get going is me and you, the moon. We don't need a horse and a buggy. Buggy rides are over too soon. All we need to get going is me and you and the moon. Just the three of us. What a pleasure this is. Just the three of us plus a couple of thousand kisses. We don't need a flowery season. Love is love, December or June. We can make our own weather. Just put us together, me and you and the moon.
Ow! Ow!
Me, you, and the moon.
100th anniversary for Atlantic City, New Jersey, and a birthday surprise. Well, not exactly a surprise. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are coming home for a record-breaking reception. Here they first teamed up 8 years ago at the 500 Club to begin their fabulous success story. Movie stardom has brought them new fame. Today, cheered by multitudes on the boardwalk, they mark the opening of their latest hit, Living It Up. The premiere that night also brings out the largest crowds Atlantic City has ever seen on its famed boardwalk. Joined now by Janet Leigh, who co-stars with them, Martin and Lewis match the roar of the ocean with the response to their crowd-pleasing antics. Lacking a knife to cut the eighth birthday cake, Jerry uses a policeman's billy. Later in the evening, at the 500 Club, more cake. The heritage of laughter and gaiety, trademarks of their career, never desert Martin and Lewis, living it up to the delight of their fans.
Hello, Newsreel fans. This is Jerry Lewis speaking, and this bus here is bringing the press to my favorite spot in the Catskill Mountains, Charles and Lillian Brown's Hotel at Loch Sheldrake, New York. And look at all the newspaper men and ladies. And I don't mind smashing baggage. Oh, I got my start here this way, from bags to riches. See, I made a funny. It's easy. You too can be a comedian. Well, let's see now. It's Saturday night, and I dedicate the Martin and Lewis Playhouse. And there's a premiere of our new picture, You're Never Too Young, in Vista Vision, starring you know who. And then we give a party. Such merriment. Such dancing. This is dancing. Oh, no. But this is dancing. And it's Simpatico, the song from our picture. The dance is introduced by the Fred Astaire Dance Studios. And that's Frankie and Olga doing the number. Aren't they graceful? Aren't they nimble? Such turning. Bend her over. That's enough, kids. Thanks a lot. Next morning, back to work. Old Rip Van Winkle slept for 20 years in the Catskills. Charles and Lillian Brown had Rip Lewis, who happened to have been a terrific busboy. One of the best busboys they ever had. I was as terrific as... Gee, what have I done? Don't you laugh, you silly paying guest, you. And you cameraman, fade out this picture now.
Lewis called Martin one of the great comic geniuses of all time, but harsh comments from movie critics, as well as growing frustration with producer Hal Wallace and his screenwriting team, led to Martin's simmering dissatisfaction. He put less enthusiasm into the work, and this led to an escalation in arguments with Lewis. They ultimately couldn't work together. The act broke up in 1956, 10 years to the day from their official teaming. Years later, in a televised documentary, we are happy to play, of course, on Forgotten Hollywood, Jerry Lewis candidly explains.
I was really responsible for breaking it up because I knew that it was going to have its finality very quickly. Simply because if the tables were turned and I was Dean Martin and Dean was Jerry, we'd have split up maybe 5 years earlier. See, Dean was an incredibly patient man and incredibly understanding in that we opened at the Copa and they wrote a full page review about Jerry Lewis. I don't know that they mentioned Dean other than he sang a few songs. And he took that kind of treatment for 10 years. Jerry this, Jerry's the guy, Jerry's this, the silly kid, Jerry. Jerry's the businessman, Jerry operates, he writes, produces, whatever. and it was always Jerry. I couldn't have taken it. Wait a minute. I'm here too. The most underestimated great talent in the history of show business was Dean. He took it for 10 years. And then finally, he just wanted to get out on his own and do his work and be acknowledged for that work. To forget that he sang and mention only the crazy stuff they did together, that's terrible. And it was unfair. And I said, this is going to explode before too long. And I went to Dean and I said, look, we're not getting along now only because there's some undercurrent here where you would like to just step out and be acknowledged as an individual performer with talent, and you are. And I want to do some other things too. Let's just wrap it up. And I got the perfect time. We go into the Copa, we close on the 25th of July, let's make it 10 years to the day, and we did.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take sweet, sweet one fresh and tender kiss.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Add sweet, sweet one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
I'll one girl, one boy, some grief, some joy,
sweet, sweet
memories
you gave
made of this.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Don't
sweet, sweet
forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Fold
sweet, sweet
in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Then add the wedding bells, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the day. See how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor.
With
sweet, sweet
his blessings from
me
above.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve
sweet, sweet
it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love through life, man.
Sweet, sweet
memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Memories are made of this.
Forgotten Hollywood is capturing the varied career of Mr. Dean Martin. I'm Manny Pacheco. The common wisdom of the day was that after the famed Martin and Lewis breakup, Jerry would go on to have an iconic career, while Dino might fade into cinematic oblivion. Certainly after his first solo effort flopped, it seemed possible, even plausible, Martin might be relegated to vinyl to keep his name vital. Incidentally, his box office failure was the forgettable 10,000 Bedrooms. But Dino was a smart cookie. He decided to take smaller roles in support of major stars. This strategy worked. He agreed to less money to co-star with Marlon Brando and Montgomery Clift in The Young Lions. He also played second fiddle to John Wayne in the remarkable Rio Bravo. Since the Duke was a co-producer in the films by this time, he suggested to Howard Hawks that Martin join the popular Ricky Nelson in a couple of numbers. It gave the Western some notable pop. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
The sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. The redwing settles in her nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream. Purple eyes in the canyon, that's where I long to be with my three good companions. just my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang my sombrero on the limb of a tree. Coming home, sweetheart, darling, just my rifle, pony, and me.
Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody.
Riding to Amarillo,
Amarillo,
just my rifle, pony, and me.
No more cow
To be roping.
No more stray. Will I see
Round the bend.
She'll be waiting
for my rifle, pony, and me. For my rifle, my pony, and me.
I wish I was an apple.
That's a good one.
Hanging in the tree. And every time my sweetheart passed, she take a bite of me. She told me that she loved me. She called me sugar plum. She threw her arms around me. I thought my time had come.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
I wish I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew her in my pocket and down the road I'd go. Cindy hugged and kissed me. She wrung her hands and cried. Swore I was the prettiest thing that ever lived or died.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
By the way, the third voice in the second tune is that lovable curmudgeon, Walter Brennan. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, Dean Martin's ties to the famous Rat Pack offers an opportunity for the actor-vocalist to shine. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco, and you've discovered Forgotten Hollywood on your radio dial. The career of Dean Martin captured Hollywood in the post-studio era. We're happy to share these golden moments with you today.
This must be the players here.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China.
And all that fried rice.
All to myself alone.
You get some of the fortune cookies, too?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Where'd you take this one?
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. 'Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek, sneak.
Well, you got one?
Oh, this. Sweet, sweet.
Wait, hold it.
Sweet, sweet.
Now just hold it.
Sweet, sweet.
Wait a minute.
One fresh
Such
one little help with this thing.
I don't need it.
I can't find it.
Quiet, one stolen night of bliss.
Sweet, sweet. Sweet, sweet.
One girl.
That's nice.
One boy.
That's so nice.
And some grief. Some joy. Memories are made of this.
Memories are made of this.
I'm an instant.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of provolone.
Yeah.
Oh, Claude.
If my lips should meet with Frank Sinatra,
it's a rake
in Navarada.
And what was your next one?
Here it is. I've got a crush on you.
What I look like.
Yeah. 85. All the day and night time. Hear me sigh. I never had the least notion.
Send me a drag with it.
That I could fall with so much emotion.
For something foreign, thank you.
All righty.
Here we go now.
We might eat. Ci verso per te, mamma, dormi una notte. How about me?
That's a nice song.
Yes, I like it very much.
I think we ought to both take one whack at one, and we know.
Yeah.
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go.
You want a boy?
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go. Now you've got to realize that this here's the wind-up. You're gonna feel much better once you've made your mind up. So don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go.
Cover the ground. Well, it's a time to play. It's a whipping day. I wait for it to hold you round.
Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree.
And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. All the world is your snowball. See how it grows. And that's how it goes. Whenever it snows,
the world is your snowball just for a song. So get out and push it along.
Yeah, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. You take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar thing. What a spring is late. And in winter, it's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow world in winter. When the snow comes to cover the ground.
Well, it's a time.
It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
Woo, woo. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree.
And the sun is red like this pumpkin head. It shines so your nose won't freeze. All the world is your snowball. See how it was.
That's how it goes.
it snows.
The world is your snowball just for a song.
Get out
and roll it along.
It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a while for your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
That was Dean Martin with the chairman of the board during the Rat Pack era on Forgotten Hollywood. After Dino appeared with Sinatra and Shirley MacLaine in Some Came Running in 1958, the actress suggested the two should forge together as a team in motion pictures. Not sure if this was a good idea, Frances Albert asked Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. to join him on stage in Vegas to test their chemistry. Audiences were enraptured by the iconic Devil May Care live shows. What followed was a string of popular movies including Ocean's 11, Sergeant's 3, Four for Texas, and Robin and the Seven Hoods. Meanwhile, Martin's albums kept including tunes from his film appearances, and his followers kept buying the product. Here are some prime examples for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Some people dress 'cause they like to get dressed. But you just dress to get dressed.
It's only a hunch, but I'll bet you a bunch. He wears suspenders, a belt, and a vest.
Am I correct in my assumption that you gentlemen find my habiliments reprehensible?
I think there's something wrong with his throat.
I told him that 6 weeks ago.
From the tip of your toes to your head, you look like an unmade bed.
Well, now, I hate to belabor the obvious, but in the interest of semantics, I'm impelled to observe that you've just indulged in a mixed metaphor.
Oh, it's a stroke.
It's a stroke, yeah.
You've either got or you haven't got style.
If you got it, you stand out a mile.
A flower's not a flower if it's wilted.
A hat's not a hat till it's tilted. You've either got or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the masses.
When you wear lapels like the swellest of swells, you can pass any mirror and smile. You've either got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got style.
Try this.
You've either got or you haven't got style.
You haven't got style.
If you've got it, you stand out a mile.
You stand out a mile.
You look like something of a disaster area.
You think I'm too bizarre?
No, I think you're too carnival. Get up.
With mother of pearl kind of buttons,
you'll look like the Astors and Hutton.
You've either got or you haven't got class.
Got or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the masses. When you wear lapels like the swellest of swells, you can pass any mirror and smile.
Do you mind?
You've either got or you haven't got charm.
Got or you haven't got charm.
Style and charm sort of go on and
they kind of go on and on.
Flower's not a flower if it's wilted. A hat's not a hat till it's tilted.
You've either got or you haven't got style.
Or you haven't got style. Or you haven't got style. If you got it, you stand out a mile.
Got it, you stand out a mile.
Got it, you stand out a mile.
When you wear those duds, duds with black tie and studs, watch those dolls lining up single file.
Thanks for checking in with Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco, and today we're remembering the vocal stylings of Dean Martin. Like Sinatra, Dino started taking on non-singing roles. For example, he became a very popular detective in the Matt Helm series of films. With the Beatles and rock and roll entrenched as the popular music of the day, Martin turned to television by hosting his own variety show. He proved to be an irreverent host. At times, he was as funny as Carol Burnett or Red Skelton. He secured A-list guests, and of course, Dean was considered a top interpreter of terrific standards. Let's travel back to television's golden age on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do some more for you, but I'm lucky I remembered these. But I will just sing one little more before the cats get ready back here. They got to do something. It's not. I don't need this at all. I got over $300 in four different banks. This don't bother me. So, and I'd like to have you meet my wonderful pianist. Not only is he a fine piano player, a wonderful composer of songs, a great musician, but this young man has been a communist for 32 years. But I'm very fortunate in having him with me because he's responsible for our great big hit, Everybody Loves Somebody. He wrote it, Mr. Ken Lane. Everybody Loves Somebody. Ken, baby? one course and get out because I left a drink.
Well, you ain't nobody till somebody loves you.
Don, I give me a headache with you.
You ain't nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. All the gold won't bring you happiness until you're growing old. Yeah, the world still is the same. Don't ever change it. Sure, as it starts,
I got enough gas to go to Pittsburgh.
Well, you're nobody till somebody really loves you. So grab yourself, somebody. I said, grab yourself, somebody. Grab yourself, somebody. There goes my teeth.
Thank you. Good night, and God bless you.
Martin became a mainstay on television for 20 years, hosting memorable celebrity roasts of luminaries as Ronald Reagan, Muhammad Ali, Bob Hope, Jack Benny, James Stewart, Lucille Ball, and scores of others with a glass in hand and a dash of flair. Dean Martin made a public reconciliation with Jerry Lewis on his annual Labor Day Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon in 1976. Frank Sinatra shocked Lewis and the world by bringing him out on stage. As Martin and Lewis embraced, the audience erupted in cheers, and lots of money was raised for the charity when the phone banks lit up. This in deference to a historic television moment in time. When Dino died on Christmas morning in 1995, the lights of the Las Vegas Strip were dimmed in his honor. And so it goes. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I see you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. You. in that morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. But you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.